Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and with me here today is Joey Sullivan. Joey is a single-family mentor out of the Central Texas market for us. I believe he lives in Austin, specializes in Austin housing, which is pretty expensive housing, to say the least. And for years, when we had our office in San Antonio, we really never really experienced a lot of growth in the Austin area because we didn't have somebody up there that was an Austin expert. So we moved some people up there, or actually took some members that were up there and turned them into local experts, and then boom, this market started working. So with me here today, Joey, is wanted to talk about a couple different topics before I bring him on. Share with these topics. He wanted to teach you how to figure out the scope of work on a single family project. That's a daunting task for a beginner. How to protect yourself against common contractor headaches, another daunting task for a beginner. And then overcoming fear and uncertainty before one's first deal, which is the outcome of believing that all these things are daunting tasks. However, he wanted to cover another topic before we go to that. He wanted to search out my opinion of what I thought was going on with the market around the country. So I brought up an article, sent it to him, and previewed over it. And I want to cover a little bit of the article, but mostly I just want to sort of walk Joey through a process of thinking, because it's counterintuitive to what you might think the way the world really works and what you would think about things, which is basically how cycles work and what you think cycles are supposed to do when they do or they don't. So if I can hear from my engineer, if we get Joey back, we'll bring him back on. If not, I'm going to go ahead and start this discussion because I think it's an interesting one. I've got an article here from Wells Fargo that says that the persistent weakness in home sales has come at a time when overall economic growth is strong. It goes on and says that persistent weakness in home sales has come at a time when overall economics is running at the strongest sustained pace of this expansion. Real GDP grew at 4.2% annual rate during quarter, rose 3.5% annually and in the third quarter. Strong job and income growth and increasing job security typically proved to be a boost in home buying. While the home ownership rate is increasingly modestly this year, not in proportion to everything else has grown. So the real question, and I believe we have Joey back with us. Joey, are you with us now?
I sure am, Dill.
All right. Welcome to the show, Joey. What I'm doing is posing the question you posed to me in the email this morning. Where do I think the market is? And I sent you the article. I don't know if you had time to peruse the article or not. But the reality
is, I'm perusing now, yes.
Okay. We're in a situation right now that's unique. Everything in the marketplace is going up except home ownership. Home ownership is going down. Now, you can split hairs on how much, how fast, is it a local phenomenon, is it a national phenomenon? But really the problem, Joey, is that, like you said earlier, how do I help people overcome their fear? There's this gigantic fear that the way the world works is by cycles, and things cycle up and cycle down. And so if that were true, then, Joey, if that's the only thing that occurs, then what you'd find out right now is that the cycle for automobile sales has been so high for the last 50 years, it's got to go down to where I think people start riding horses again. And the statement is ludicrous on the surface, ludicrous at the base. You realize that that transference from one type of belief system to another, that automobiles were better than horses, is the same thing that's occurring right now in home ownership. Home ownership has rattled around 65% my entire life, my age group life. It's now in the mid-50s. And people are thinking, well, you know, it's going down. This has got to be a recession. And my statement is, it's not a recession at all. It's actually a phenomenon where people do not believe the lie that George W. Bush and all the presidents since him have told you, which is home ownership is the American dream. The world, or at least here in our country, has come to the conclusion 44% of the people don't want to own a home. Or maybe they can't own a home. But home ownership is not the dream that they made it out to be, just like the 401k doesn't work like they made it out to work. It's just another one of those massive lies. People would rather have the fluidity to be able to move whenever they want, the ability to pay less on their monthly bills as far as housing costs, as opposed to more, even if the fact is they don't end up with an asset. They don't see assets as beneficial. The stock market's liquid. It's easier to get in and out of than house is, home is. And I'm talking about investors right now, Joy. I'm talking about home. And so it really comes down to the fact that the demand curve has changed. It's not whether or not the economy's up or down. The economy's blowing. It's just a demand curve. Now, here's where I wanted to bring you into discussion and trap you into this little discussion. And that's this. Joey, would you rather own something that's scarce or abundant? Which one do you think you would have more value in? Buying something that's scarce or buying something that's abundant?
Well, I mean, it's kind of depends on the underlying asset. I think with real estate, for us, I think it makes more sense to buy something that is abundant. I mean, because, I mean, with a lot of different types of assets, the more there is, the easier there is to transact in, the more the middle class is involved with. So, you know, for real estate, it obviously makes sense to invest in something that is abundant.
All right. You fell for my trap. You did. Thank you. Because you're a real estate agent, because you're a mentor trying to produce deals, you believe quantity over quality. I believe, on the other hand, completely the opposite. I would hope that no one would buy any more homes. I would hope that no single family homes under the price of $100,000 will ever come up and available again in less than about 10 of them a month type version, in which case we get them. You say, well, Del, that's crazy. We want all of our members to buy lots of houses. Well, what I'm saying is, if you already own houses, that's going to make the houses you have worth a lot of money. Each time you're able to find somebody in a distressed sale and buy it at a reasonable price where there is positive cash flow, you have purchased an unbelievably strong asset. So if there is a recession, will people stop renting those rent houses? No. If there is a recession, will the value of that house go down? It can't. There's nothing to replace it. There's no other vehicle to replace housing that is low-cost housing. So obviously, as investors, we want to buy as much as we can, and so we create a demand for it. But what we're seeing right now, Joey, is that the marketplace doesn't have a demand for it. We are the demand. Nobody wants to buy these houses except us. And so as we buy them up, and you think about this, your kid, if you have a kid, or if anybody, your neighbor or whatever, somebody right now says, I don't want to buy a home. 25 years from now, we bought that home. We've got a house that went from $50,000 to $500,000 in value, which is, you know, what could happen in 25 years. And they have nothing except a rent check to continue paying for the rest of their life. They have no assets. We own all the assets. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Joey Sullivan and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 10 of the last 10 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty Magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joey Sullivan, a mentor out of Central Texas. I believe he lives in Austin. And as we're going through this, Joey's got some really good material he wants to work with you on today. I just want to finish up the little piece that we started here in the first segment, which is to say, look, here's the reality. The ideal of owning a home has changed in our culture. And so you now have, number one, the challenge of people not formulating enough income, saving enough income, and not getting married and not formulating new family units. So why is that? Well, because they're coming out of college with $100,000, $200,000 worth of debt and saying, I can't buy a house until I pay some of this off. I'm not going to get married until I pay some of this off. I'm not going to start having kids until I can get myself, you know, worked around. And so these people are slow to get into the home buying mode, even if they did think that owning a home was important. However, there's a whole nother part of the generation out there that doesn't want to own homes. They saw their parents lose their butt in 2007, 2008, and they've not recovered. They lost a major portion of the family's net worth and value, and they don't want to take that risk. They're just not interested. They can't get enough money for a down payment anyway. Interest rates have gone so high now at 5% that the mortgage payment is higher than what they can really qualify for. And so you have this dichotomy here that even if they wanted to buy houses, which they don't, they can't. Builders can't build low-price houses anymore. You know, you talk about by the time you add a lot, the cost of housing has gone up not only from the cost of the lot, but from the cost of materials and the labor. And there is a shortage of labor out there right now, which is driving the inflationary of the labor inflation up. Prices and cost of housing is going up. They can't curb that. They can't bring that back under control. The term that I've heard, or the number I've heard, is it's $187,000 worth of absolute cost that must go into a house just to abide by governmental regulation. And when you look at all that, you have to realize there is a complete systemic change in housing. Now, us investors, best time ever to own a rent house, because if nobody wants to own one, they've got to rent one. And in the apartment business, where I spend most of my time, and luckily we have Joey here today who spends most of his time in single family. Right now, Joey, the apartment business, they're building all Class A's. They can't build a Class C. They can't build a Class B. And so the cost to live in one of those new properties is very, very expensive. In fact, a one-bedroom rent in many places is more than a one-bedroom house in some places. So it's one of these things where if you are in the single family home business, then you have quite an advantage as far as an asset. You've got an asset that's in demand, that will stay in demand, both for the rental aspect of it and for the ownership aspect of it, as the prices may or may not go up. Now, they're saying prices are not going to go up that much in this article, Joey, because they're saying people aren't buying, and so there's no price-driven demand. Well, guess what? For investors, I think that's good for us, too. What do you think? If we could have it at, if the prices don't go up, but the demand does go up and the rents go up, isn't that good for us? Take it from there. How do you see that?
Yeah, I can certainly see that being a benefit. Obviously, the price of the underlying asset will be lower since there will be less demand, you know, interest rates going up. And as you say, everyone needs a place to live with the millennials. So, yeah, it does seem it seems like it's tough in any market where there wouldn't be a viable rental market that is beneficial to a real estate investor. So, yeah.
So let's take an interesting scenario, just because I'm trying to play with this a little bit. Sometimes you can go to the playground of the mind and come up with better ideas than straight factual information. So, Joey, let's say tomorrow we want to buy IBM stock, and let's say, for instance, IBM stock's at $100 a share. Just making all that up, okay? You see the scenario? We want IBM. For some reason, we believe IBM's where to be. It's $100 a share. Are you with me in the scenario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you want to do? You would want to buy it below market price, right? But
right.
Can you? You can't. If it's $100 a share, what are you going to pay for it? $100 a share. That is
right.
The true problem with the rest of the world. Now, that's not what you do, Joey. You go out there and find a house that you calculate out to be an after-prepared value of $100,000, and those are not accurate numbers right now. It might be $150,000. But you're finding you can get into that house from anywhere from $90,000, $95,000, $100,000, maybe $110,000 or $120,000. Put some rehab money in it, and when you're all done, there's a delta. You're all into that investment for somewhere around $120,000. It's worth $150,000. You've just made $30,000. Now, if you paid full down payment, well, that's what you do. If that's not what you're doing, then you're not doing the right thing, right?
Yeah, so, I was just saying, you know, that's one of the five ways that we make money in real estate, and one being equity capture. It is a beautiful thing. I've done it myself, and yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, this is not something you can do with commodities on the stock market, whether stocks or other type commodities. I mean, the price is what it is, and you can't get around that. But yeah, in real estate, totally different market, total game changer. You're dealing with individuals who are distressed properties, distressed individuals who just want to move quick. And it's a win-win. You're helping. I've had a number of situations where, you know, somebody lost their job. They got to move to Dallas. But the house is a wreck, and no one's going to buy that. And no one in their right mind is going to buy that to move into. It was a house out in West Austin, and there were 9 dogs that were living in there. I mean, it was just it was impossible to sell unless it was an investor buying that. And so in the end, the guy was grateful. I paid pennies on the dollar, but he was elated. He was happy. He had, you know, 2 weeks to stay to live there until we were you know, he had the money to move. He didn't have money to move. And so, yeah, it's just a different dynamic. You're dealing with real individuals. You're helping real people, not only the people you're buying it from, but the community, the tenants that are moving in there. So I much prefer it over, you know, stocks.
All right. So I got one minute left, Joey. I'm going to draw it back out big again, and we'll come back small when we come back from the break, and you can take it down to what you're doing.
Sure.
I'm going to do a case study tonight. There's going to be deals there where people got captured equity and positive cash flow over 20%. There was one last month, 2 months ago, and there has been one every month for the 28 years I've been doing this. And I guarantee you there'll be one next month, and I'll find one. Jeff Smith will come with me and find one on Saturday when I do the 2-day. So how can anybody say they're not out there anymore when we find them every single day, week, month, year? They're showing up at case studies, they're showing up at the 2-day, and they're being real. Hold that thought, Joey, because we got to go to a break, but I want you to bring the point to everybody. Hey, guys, if someone telling you that the market's too high, the deals don't make any sense, you can't find these kinds of deals, tell them to go blow off, because the truth is, we're finding these deals all the time. That's why our members are making lots of money. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Joey. He's got some interesting down-to-earth details about getting started on this we want you to follow. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Joey Sullivan, single family mentor out of Austin, Texas, work for Lifestyles Unlimited. And Joey's come today prepared to talk about 3 topics. The one I'd like you to hit first, Joey, because it's kind of a transition from what we've talked about here in the first half of the show, which is how do you overcome the fear of the first deal? You know, obviously, as a mentor, you run into these people fresh out of the 2-day. There they are. They're excited. They're motivated. But that doesn't mean that we've culled all the fears. We've done a good job of getting to the point where they'll say, okay, I'm ready to do something, but still inside, they're hesitant. How do you work with that? What is your strategy for getting them past that fear?
I just know from my personal experience, when I joined Lifestyles back in 2012, probably my biggest obstacle was not listening to my family and my friends. You know, mainly my family, my parents are telling me, you know, Joe, I don't know about this. Sounds too good to be true. You know, a lot of naysayers and people, I think if you do listen to your loved ones who are there, it's not that they don't care for you. It's, I think they're just ignorant about real estate. They think they know an idea of how it works. They've heard of the horror stories of their neighbor who tried to do it and lost their hat. And they just don't understand that Lifestyles is a legitimate real estate and education company for its members. You know, everyone's, you know, what got me into the whole real estate was reading some of these guru books out there. And they're great. They tell you, they kind of get your mindset right. But how do you actually have someone hold your hand and go through it? That's where Lifestyles came in. And yeah, sorry, I'm kind of digressing here. Really, to me, I think just block out the naysayers and know that you can do it. If you see people up on stage, when we go to the case studies, and that's, I think, what gives the most legitimacy to Lifestyles, or it was when I joined, was to actually see the San Antonians, the Austinites, the people in Houston and Dallas, and you can actually meet them afterwards and just see if they're for real. Did you really just make a 30% cash-on-cash return on this deal? You know, you can look at them in the eyes. I mean, if this wasn't real, you know, we wouldn't be around for, or we wouldn't be around for almost 30 years. I mean, it would be exposed that this is a big fraudulent, you know, fly-by-night type salesman gig, and it's not. It is real. You meet real people who do it, and a lot of some of my closest friends here in Austin are from Lifestyle. So, yeah, I think just believe in yourself and block out the naysayers. Just to summarize, how to overcome that fear.
What else do you have to do? Sometimes I think information or lack thereof is part of the fear.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm kind of a, you know, I'm an accountant. My background's in accounting, and so I had to understand the numbers. They just had to make sense for me to move forward. And what's great about Lifestyles is, I don't know how many hundreds of hours of education we have on our bridge, but it's substantial. Not to mention mentors and, you know, spreadsheets. I must have studied, you know, the Quest spreadsheet that we have. Quest is a product that we offer to analyze deals. I must have studied that for, I don't know, half a dozen hours, just making sure I understand how the formulas work, you know, how everything tied together to see if it was for real. And after doing a few deals and comparing it back to my Quest numbers, hey, it does work. This makes sense. You know, I think anyone who does the first deal, they're, you know, there's going to be some butterflies. That's not uncommon. But, you know, just knowing that you have that support, you have that education, you have the resources to move forward. A huge support team. I you know, I don't know how many members have come through. I think it's over 30,000, isn't it? It's 38,000, I think, have come through. I mean, people have walked the walk, and you have the information, you have the resources, you have the support team, which I think is amazing about Lifestyles. That's what separates us from the rest, in my opinion. That we actually walk the walk. You know?
So, you know, that brought a thought to me as you brought it up that way. And trying to recreate this in my mind real quick here about the fact that when you get information, and like I always use the example of me trying to learn something about my putting together and building a train layout, which is just useless conversation compared to what we're talking about. But in general, whenever you're trying to master something, you can read and read and read and read, but there's nothing like picking up the phone and saying to someone who's an expert and saying, did I understand that right? Because I'll give you an example of what I think to be a perfect example of why even reading and following instructions doesn't work as far as a 100% successful learning curve. I remember when DOS first came out and everything, and you had to do something, you had to figure out how to do it, and everything with these commands and controls, and it wasn't, you know, like it is now where you just point and click. Although even now when it's point and click, they've changed Windows so many times, I don't even know where to click. Everything's hidden, moved around. Every time you get a new version, you don't know where it's at, right? So they do that so that you have to, you know, upgrade, but really it's just craziness because you never really become accustomed and safe with whatever product you're using. But I remember asking questions like, how do you get this to do that? And or what is it I'm trying to do? They go, you know, I didn't even know the words to use for what I was trying to do. Does that make sense? And so some guy would come along and he would just go control, alt, delete, 7, 12, you know, F5, and boom, something would happen. I don't even know what to call that. I couldn't have asked the guy over the phone, can you tell me how to do this? Because I didn't even know what it was called. So when you look at what you do, they can take all of the bridge, and there's massive, massive information. By the way, I just took all the classes myself on multifamily again, just to bone up because I'm buying another apartment. But as you take them, they're very, very, very informative. But man, as a beginner, to be able to call you up, Joey, and go, you know, did I get that right? Am I understanding that correctly? And to have that ability to overcome that fear for you to just confirm that, yes, you did or no, you didn't. I had a guy on the radio the other day, sent me an email, said, man, I heard your story about hard money lenders. I had no idea. I do not even at this moment understand what hard money lending is and how it works, because I thought it was they would just be willing to lend you the money for the rehab. You're saying you literally can buy a property and they'll put up all the money to buy it, even the down payment? He says, I don't even understand what you're talking about. And there's no way, because until he can get that understanding, he can't use that tool. So you are taking people and walking them through step by step, because they've got to go step by step through the process. So how do you do that? When they first come in, what's the first thing you talk to them about, second, third, fourth? How do you walk them through that? And then we'll get into the two topics that you wanted to cover today.
Well, sure. So, you know, let's assume somebody came through our program and has joined at the single family level that we're at, where they get to have a mentor like me to help them with their real estate investing in single family. First thing you're going to do is we're going to have a single family orientation. And this is typically on, you know, Tuesday at 6:30 here in Austin, down South Austin. You'll come in and I'm just going to give a presentation, and I'm going to kind of give you the lay of the land, let you know what to expect in the coming, you know, coming days or weeks or months. To help set expectations, tell you about our programs, such as our Ready to Buy program, where you get, where you don't have to find the real estate deals. We have like a whole slew of realtors who are going to find you the deals. I'm going to walk you through that program and how it works, how to analyze deals in depth. We'll have vendors there as well, so they will help to explain, you know, about hard money, how it works, how you can add up your rehab, your purchase price, and closing costs, and figure out that dollar amount, compare it to what will that house be worth when it's done, and figure out how much a hard money lender will lend you on that. And yes, it's true. You can literally roll everything in. You have zero out of pocket. It's unreal. You know, even in today's market, it may be a little bit more difficult to come by, but I still hear about stories where folks in the end have spent $5,000 or less on a single family deal. You know, that's cash flowing $300-$400 a month. They are still out there. So yeah, you got the single family orientation. Then we'll set up a time to go to lunch. And with the lunch, we're going to go over your goals. You know, you're a brand new investor. You may not even know what are realistic goals. Well, we're going to discuss that. We're going to make sure you understand that. Kind of go over, you know, some of the stuff that was already discussed in all of the other events we've gone through, because a lot of this, you know, is brand new, and it's good to go over some of the basics again. So I'm going to kind of go over our programs and how we operate.
Joey, we're going to have to take a break right there, but we will let you bring that back. We'll come right back to you when we come back. We'll be right back with Joey Sullivan and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Here with me today is Joey Sullivan, single family mentor out of Austin, Texas. And Joey's going to pick up where we left off here with helping people get started. And Joey, you wanted to talk today about one of the tougher things for people to overcome as a beginner, which is figuring out the scope of work for a single family property, and then how to take that and work with your multifamily or your single family construction contractors. You want to pick it up from there?
Sure, absolutely, Dale. You know, and before the break, we were talking about, you know, this is a good segue into the scope of work, but that, you know, another benefit, another thing that we have as part of the group that was very, very helpful to me was doing these road trips. And road trips is where we go out and look at distressed properties and discuss them with contractors on scene. That was super helpful for me because, you know, I moved to Austin from Wyoming, and where I'm from, we don't have air conditioners. So I really didn't have a clue the difference between an air handler and a condenser, you know, anything like that. I was clueless. So it just great education. You actually have the professionals there. And that's really a time to network with vendors who are associated with Lifestyles to learn and to develop relationships and build your team. You know, I'm no expert in general contracting or roofing or air conditioning, but I certainly have experts on my team who are knowledgeable in those areas, and I use them on my team, and they help me be successful. So it's really not as difficult as you think. You know, we have best practices on what to do in terms of how to kind of monitor and keep that relationship healthy and good between you and your contractor and set realistic expectations. But a lot of that, you don't have to be the expert is the point. You have a team of experts who are vendors who can help you out, help you be successful in that area. So it's not as complicated as you think. Now, if you're working with a hard money lender, when you're building that scope of work, now hard money, those are typically deals where there's a fair amount of rehab needed. That's why you're using hard money typically. Or in rare situations where you need to close really, really fast and it could qualify for conventional loans. But when you get on with a hard money lender, the first thing they're going to ask you is your scope of work. You know, oftentimes you can work with your general contractor to help build that scope of work, but in the end, you are ultimately responsible. So you're just going to look it over, make sure it makes sense. When you're looking at that scope of work, It's very important, and I have to remind members, and including myself when I started, to not overdo your scope of work. You know, if the comps in the area, the sales comparables in the area that you're using to compare and figure out what your value is going to be when you're done rehabbing the property, if those houses don't have granite countertops, then you're not going to put in granite countertops. You're going to stay with Formica, and you're not going to overdo it. So how would you know what those, that level of finish out would be? It's really simple. You're just going to ask the Lifestyles Realtor to send you over pictures of the after repair comps. From there, you're able to see, do they have wood floors or do they have laminate? The countertops, are granite or Formica, or, the cabinets new, windows new. You're going to know exactly what you need to do based off the pictures, off the maybe the agent details on those MLS listings. So, yeah, it's really not as difficult as you think. And again, we walk you through it. We have, I don't know how many hours we have on the subject of rehab, but I think it is quite intensive and well. Help you out if you do have those nitpickety type B questions. Those can be addressed through our education online. And of course, you have mentors. You just pick up the phone, give us a call. We can help you. We'll guide you in the right area. It's really a powerful system we have set up for folks who are nervous about creating that scope of work. And
it's also great to have.
That's kind of it in a nutshell.
Having the education and then having you as a mentor and then having the vendors which work with us every single day, obviously, as you tie those three connections together, having people that are used to working with our group, our people having vendors that are used to working with the same type of people, and then the mentor tying them together and the vendor rep tying them together, it's a pretty successful business model that's been in place for the last 28 years. So I think it's going to work out really well.
It's streamlined.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Make a point with lenders. If you, good luck trying to work with your corner bank, getting refinanced on a loan out of hard money. Good luck. I mean, that's what's great is these people, these vendors are investor minded. They know exactly what we need, exactly what we want. They've done it over and over. They're very efficient at what they do.
Yeah, and that's really important. I get that all the time, too. I get emails, hey, I live out in Potomac nowhere, and I can't get anybody even understands what you guys are talking about. So you're going to have to be involved as a member to be able to get to those vendors because they only work directly with the people that we work with. So it's one hand washes the other hand in that scenario. Troy, I appreciate you coming on today, and you're going to stay for the second segment. Later on down the line here, we'll come back and get more in depth into this. But for the rest of you out there, keep this in mind. We don't do this for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.